Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And I think it's a phrase that if we've been in Christian circles or maybe brought up Christian our whole life.
We've heard it.
We've heard that phrase.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
Yeah, exactly. So it's something that we've heard many times, but what does it really mean? And with this particular scripture verse, like in John, it does start this passage starting off with, don't be anxious, essentially. Don't let your hearts be troubled. And he says that he's going, you know, to prepare a place for the disciples. And you see Thomas say to him, but how will we know which way to go?
So basically it's the same, what does it mean? What are you saying?
Yeah.
Where are we supposed to go? How are we supposed to live?
And it made me think, how often in life, one, are we just anxious and troubled about lots of things?
And don't know the answers.
But also sometimes like, so which way?
Yes.
Which way am I going to go?
Yes.
Yeah. And Jesus replies with, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so if we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, what does that really mean and how
also,
can we live
also
that?
Though it would have come very much from the Jewish background of, remember, the Torah for them was the truth.
Yes.
The rules that they had were all the truth and the law. And so the way to live was following all of those. And he's sort of changing everything on its head and saying, well, I'm
as a person.
Yeah,
I,
the king, who has also bring the kingdom to share with you, the kingdom's ways and rules and whatever. Remember, there were only 10 now commandments?
Yeah.
Not like how 100 and something that they were in the Jewish law? I am the way, the truth, because they're all seeking the truth, and the life. And very much the life you understand more now when he's died on the cross and risen again. He's given us eternal life. Yeah. But that, so it's not just follow me. It is very much trying to explain the understanding that the Jewish people would have had.
Yeah, you're right. He's turning it completely on its head. So for them it would have been, well, whereas, in some sense, shocking.
Now living in this 21st century, well, we can understand that in having some knowledge of the Jewish people, if you went and studied a little bit more, but even the little bit that we do know, then it's also seeing how Jesus rose from the dead and the Holy Spirit came and then the early church being born and then the church now in the centuries gone, you know, forward. We understand it even a bit more. But then what does that mean for the 21st century Christian?
Yeah. So if we just started off then by looking at the way, Jesus says, I'm the way. So what would you say that means for
living the kingdom's ways? You know, Jesus had love, total love, compassion, mercy, forgiveness. So it's following the way that he lived, the way that he shares about how God the Father desires us to live. The Ten Commandment rules, you know, honor your mother and father. The Lord your God is number one. You know, like going through all those, don't covet your neighbor's goods. They're good standards to live by. So I would even like pray more about, well, Lord, how do I live now in my day?
Yeah.
Well, isn't it, you go to work and you love everybody. You don't grudge people. You don't hold bitter unforgiveness towards people. No matter if they're different to you or they've done wrong against you. All of that way of living.
And that kind of is the answer to when I said at the beginning, like Jesus is saying, don't let your hearts be troubled. Sometimes our hearts are troubled because of we don't know what's the right decision to make, or someone treats us poorly, so what's the way to treat them back? And Jesus shows us those examples when he lived, and now we have to try and do the same as well here.
Yeah, and in being not worried, it is, well, Lord, you are my life. I trust in you. I trust your direction. If you're not giving me a direction right now, then I'm going to go left or right. I'm going to choose. But then if it's wrong, guide me, help me, you know. So it's asking him to be our light in our life, be our life, and he'll show us even the way and show us the truth. Because he says he is, so just keep asking him.
Yeah.
And it's not that he doesn't want to give you the answer, but sometimes we're not actually listening very well to hear his answer. Because we have a set way of maybe we want to go
how
right
we want to do and the we right don't way. Want to,
yes, yeah. you know.
When I was doing a little bit of reading about how Jesus is the truth, it was interesting because there's actually so much depth to understanding that Jesus is the truth. So it's not that he just shows the truth as in like the opposite to lies, you know. It's not that he's just bringing the moral truth, but to actually show that Jesus himself is an embodiment of truth.
Yeah, and like there's only good in God. There's no evil. So if there's anything that's of discrepancy or wrongness or evil, it's not from God because that's not him. So he has only got the truth shining out of him.
Yeah.
What he says is the truth. What he, how he shares, how he loves is truth. Yeah, it is. He does embody it.
Yeah. And but it's just interesting to think about. Like I remember when I was doing some study at uni, like to show that God itself is truth, and you've just described it well, like there is no discrepancy, which means God is always the same. So if he is truth, then he is always reliable. He is always
upfront, truthful, honest.
Yeah. And I liked when I was doing some reading how then it brought in, because often in our Christian faith, we do talk about light and darkness and how Jesus as the truth brings that light to the darkness. So when truth comes,
there is no darkness.
There is no darkness
in him.
It dispels it all.
But there is also no darkness that can hide from him. He brings the light.
Yeah.
Yes.
So again, when we go back to if we're feeling troubled or anxious,
we ask the light of Christ to come into our lives.
Show me where truth is. Show me what is the truth here. Shed that light in my life.
The right way to choose.
For an answer.
Yes.
Yeah. I think another, we'll move on to then Jesus as the life. And I think to think of Jesus as the life, I think when you said earlier, is if we think of it in relation to his resurrection, that's where we really see life in terms of his overcome death, anything that can ever hold us back. Because what's the opposite to life?
Death.
Death.
Yes.
So Jesus
has overcome
that.
Yeah.
So not only is he the way to us receiving eternal life, but what does that mean for us today? We're still here.
He can show
we're still
us
living.
The life to live today.
Yeah.
And the best.
Yeah.
The best, truthful, honest, amazing, magnificent, because that's where it ends up. The light, you know, shining on our life that he could ever possibly give us.
Yeah. So if we're living in Jesus, following his example, living the kingdom ways, living out his teachings that he's taught us, then we will receive life and it gives our own life meaning and purpose.
And peace and more understanding and we know goodness will come from it. Like in Psalm, at the end of Psalm 23, I love it where it says, surely goodness and kindness will follow me
all the days of my life.
But if we follow the shepherd, who that's what they're talking about, we the sheep, then goodness and kindness will follow us, will come to us because we're following him. It's a beautiful consolation.
So I've got the weekly challenge. I'll say what I've written and then you can like maybe flesh it out a bit more with some ideas. But I've just said like when we're anxious, turn to Jesus and follow one of his examples. And what I mean by that is like, so do you need to follow the way right now? Do you need more life in terms of that fullness of life that Jesus wants to give you? Or are you seeking the truth? So whatever it is, Jesus will give you the way, the truth, and the life, any of those.
And ask him. Because he says, do not be anxious. So it's when we do get, because then he's saying, therefore, you will get anxious sometimes. You're human.
Yep.
So don't let it go further, even where it ends up into being fear. give that anxiety to me and take on what I can give you, which is peace and understanding and just this calmness, this this knowing that God has me in the palm of his hand.
So that is our chat this week. Hopefully it's given you a better understanding of what it means when Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth and the life. If you have a way of describing that,
share it with us.
We would love to hear from you. You can always write in the comments on our podcast page on our website. We would love to hear from you and to hear more of how Jesus, how you live that out in your life. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.